time now for the sunny side of sports with Sonny Young. Hello, Sonny.
Hello and happy Friday, Yehias.
Happy Friday to you too, Sonny. And I understand it's a French-German football battle taking place in Brazil.
Yehias, France is facing Germany at this hour in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, in the first quarterfinal at the FIFA Football World Cup. The European rivals have won four World Cup trophies between them. France won its only title on home soil in 1998, and Germany has lifted football's premier prize three times in 1954, 1974, and 1990. Right now, we're in the 29th minute in Rio, and the Germans lead the French by a score of 1-0. Borussia Dortmund defender Mats Hummels scored in the 12th minute for the Germans, knocking in a header off the crossbar from a free kick. Update from Rio, the Germans in front of the French, 1-0 in the 29th minute. Later Friday evening, Brazil will host Colombia in an all-South American World Cup quarterfinal in Fortaleza. And on Saturday, there will be two more quarterfinals. Argentina will battle Belgium in the capital, Brasilia, and that will be followed by a match between Costa Rica and the Netherlands in Salvador. I chatted with my Voice of America colleagues, Ramon Taylor and Park Brewer, about the quarterfinal matchups. First up is Ramon, and I asked him about the spicy Brazil-Colombia game.
The environment is spicy. That's almost an understatement. This is, hands down, I think, the most or one of the most exciting matches, not just in the quarterfinals, but this entire World Cup up to date. Brazil has to be played top-notch. I think they've looked a little shaky in their last couple matches, especially against Mexico. And then Chile played superbly well against them, almost got away. They have to fill those gaps. Neymar has to come through as a superstar. But look, this Colombian team, I think, is going to give them a run for their money. And
I agree. And
I think they're actually better, maybe, than Chile and Mexico. So their star, James Rodriguez, 5 goals, the most of any player at the World Cup at this point. It's going to be a fascinating matchup to see him and Neymar head-to-head.
Do you see James as maybe the breakout star in Brazil?
I think so. I think he's also a leader. He has scored 5 goals. He also has 2 assists. But he's really brought, I think, a cohesive unit to this Colombian side that's going to be strong for the remainder of this World Cup, but also for years to come.
Let's move to Saturday now. Belgium will battle Argentina. Park, how do you see that game?
Well, it's most interesting that these two teams in the quarterfinals, they are the only two that came through the first round with the maximum 9 points. Mm. They won all three of their games in the first round. And in addition to that, both teams had to go to extra time.
That's right.
In the knockout round. Very interesting. So neither team will have an advantage as far as their physical capabilities. They've all played the extra time. Neither team, while they both scored 3 wins in the first round, neither of them was as impressive as we might have expected them to be. Lionel Messi, of course, the star for Argentina. We'll see if he can keep it going. And Belgium, of course, had that great game against the United States where they just attacked. And, you know, they could have had 4 or 5 goals if not for Tim Howard, the United States' great goalkeeping. So I think this is going to be a very good matchup. It'll be interesting to see if this one goes to extra time.
What about Messi, Park? I mean, he didn't score much in South Africa 4 years ago when you were in South Africa. This time around, he seems like he's really the focal point of Argentina's offense.
Well, he's had the 4 goals, and, of course, in the big game in the knockout round, he set up that great pass that gave them that victory in the extra time. So I think we're looking for more from him in this next round. And as all of us know, no European team has won the World Cup when it's been played in the Americas. So I think you've got to favor Argentina in this one.
Okay, last quarterfinal on Saturday. Los Ticos from Costa Rica, maybe the surprise package in the quarterfinals, take on the Orange, the Dutch. What do you think?
I think that's very exciting to see the only non-South American and European team remainder, and some people are considering this the last Cinderella team in this tournament. Yeah. So everybody is excited for that. I know a lot of Brazilians will be going for the Ticos in that match. It's really exciting to see this small Central American team do so well. And are they Cinderella team? Yes, by our standards they are, but they've played extremely well. To try to put any sort of title on them as a Cinderella team, I think, almost gives the other team an unfair advantage.
But let's not forget, the Dutch have the experience, They were the runners-up 4 years ago.
Right.
You've got a lot of guys on this team that have been through it, whereas, you know, the Los Ticos, the Costa Ricans, they're in it. They have nothing to lose. So I expect them to attack and go right after the Dutch. Why not?
That's my VOA colleague, Park Brewer. And we also heard from VOA's Ramon Taylor in that spicy World Cup conversation.
I'm Shegu Adeyemi, coming to you all the way from Lagos, Nigeria. Weekends are for sports. Nightline Africa Sports, that is. And every Sunday, I'll give you highlights of the top sports stories of the past week and the weekend. Nightline Africa Sports, from the Voice of America. Let the games begin.
We got the game.
Hello, everybody.
President Barack Obama and millions of other Americans are celebrating the USA's 238th Independence Day on this 4th of July. There will be concerts, cookouts, and other festivities throughout the country, including a big fireworks show later this evening just outside our Voice of America headquarters here in Washington. You might say the U.S. men's national soccer team provided a few fireworks during their recent World Cup campaign in Brazil. The underdog American squad was not expected to get out of a very tough first-round group that included Ghana, Germany, and Portugal. But the Americans finished second behind the Germans and advanced to the round of 16, where they lost a thrilling battle against Belgium, 2-1 in extra time in Salvador, Brazil. As the American team packed its bags in Brazil, the boys in red, white, and blue got a congratulatory phone call from President Obama. Let's listen in now to what the president had to say to goalkeeper Tim Howard and team captain Clint Dempsey.
Clint? Tim?
Hello, Mr. President. How's it going?
Hello, Mr. President. Man, I just wanted to call and say you guys did us proud.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, the you guys just did great. And as somebody whose first sport was soccer, although I was never that good, to see the way you guys captured the hearts and imaginations of the whole country is unbelievable. And obviously, the sport's been growing steadily just because so many kids are playing it at a young age. But, yeah, this is the first time where I think you really ended up having an entire country focused. And, Clint, you were fantastic. And, Tim, I think, I don't know how you're going to survive the mobs when you come back home, man. You're just like you're going to have to shave your beard so they don't know who you are.
Well, we heard you were watching, and we know how big a supporter you are, so hopefully we made you proud. It was our honor, as it always is, to represent our country.
Well, you guys all did us proud, not just by how hard you played and how well you did, but also, you guys just carry yourselves with a lot of class, and it makes people really respect the sport, and you guys are really, really great models for a lot of sportsmen here in the States. So I know it's disappointing, but what you guys accomplished is really, really significant, and it'll make a difference in the country. So congratulate Coach, and I know maybe you got a couple other guys there. Fantastic job, everybody, and I hope I get a chance to see you guys again at the White House sometime soon. I still got my jacket that you guys gave me.
All right, awesome. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
All right, appreciate you guys. Safe travels back.
Thanks for your call.
You bet. Okay. Bye-bye.
Take care.
That's U.S. President Barack Obama, who made a congratulatory phone call to Brazil, where he talked with goalkeeper Tim Howard and Captain Clint Dempsey of the USA's World Cup football team. In African athletics, a Kenyan teenager has run to a surprising victory at a big international meet in Switzerland, as we hear now from our Daybreak Africa sportsman, Mark Ouma.
A little-known 18-year-old Kenyan, Ronald Kwemoi, clocked 3 minutes and 31.48 seconds in the men's 1500 meters to steal the limelight at the IAAF Diamond League in Lausanne, Switzerland. Fellow Kenyan Jairus Kipchoge Birech maintained his dominant performance in the 3,000-meter steeplechase, covering the distance in 8 minutes and 3.34 seconds. Kenyan world 800-meter champion Eunice Jepkoech Sum prevailed in the two-lap race in 1 minute and 58.48 seconds, while Kenya's Mercy Cherono scored an early victory over Ethiopian world indoor champion Genzebe Dibaba in the women's 3,000 meters. Ivory Coast's Muriela Hore clocked 10.898 seconds to place second in the women's 100 meters. Meanwhile, the Diamond League continues in Paris, France tomorrow, Saturday. Sudan's Abubakar Kaki looks set to compete in the 800 meters as Botswana's Amantle Monshi will compete in the women's 400 meters. In steeplechase, Sofia Assefa of Ethiopia and Kenya's Milka Chemos Cheiwa clash, while in women's 200 meters, Blessing Okagbare looks favorite to win. In the men's 5,000 meters, Yeneo Alamire